Always happy to have on the phone with me Representative Mark Meadows of East Lansing. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Cheryl?
Well, it was a warm and muggy but sunny day for a while. It looks like we're about to change the path here.
It looks a little bit like weather is clouding up, but, you know, this has been kind of tropical. It's kind of nice and a good end to a holiday weekend.
It was. Did you have a good weekend?
They had a great weekend, actually.
Well, great. Did you get to some Memorial Day events?
You know, I didn't really get to the Memorial Day events. This is a weekend that we have a cabin up north, and all my kids come up, all my grandkids. So there's about 19 of us up there, you know, kind of crammed into a cabin and enjoying ourselves on the Osawa River.
Oh, my gosh, how beautiful. And that's when a place up north is fun, is when you get way too many people in it and everybody's right there together.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
It's beautiful stuff. With the budget passing out last Thursday, we haven't had an awful lot of time to talk about that. Wanted to get back with you again and get your feelings if things have settled a bit as before it heads to the governor's desk and discussions going over the budget at this point in time. What are your thoughts a few days out?
Well, you know, I think that, today on the House floor, of course, we received a message from the governor that indicated that there were some vetoes of certain line items in the budget. So we're going to have to take a look at those. I'm not exactly sure whether they'll come up for a vote at all, or the Republican leadership will accept the vetoes that did take place. I didn't get a chance to see what the detail was on them, but certainly there's a little bit more work to do. But I think we're done with the budget essentially until September, when we have another revenue estimating conference and when, by law, we're required to make some changes.
And do we know the topic of the vetoes that came up? A couple of the things that people are talking about now, of course, is from House Republicans put some language in about same-sex partner benefits and stem cell research.
You know, both of those things did not make it to the final budget.
Uh-huh.
So they were not in at all, and I think the governor had indicated that he wasn't supportive of them and that he would be, you know, vetoing, not permitting them to go forward. So I think they were taken out in the Senate version, which we agreed to. And so those are not issues at this point in time. The governor has said that he wants to go forward with his what he has called his education reforms by the end of June. So I think that's the next big issue that we'll be taking a look at. I think it'll be up to the public to decide whether these are real reforms or not. Certainly some of the best practices that he's identified are things that about a third of the school districts across the state have already adopted. And if there were any savings to be made from those changes, then they would have already been made by those school districts. And about another third or two-thirds of the districts may be not in a position to actually implement any of these changes, in which case the cuts that were advertised as being smaller will actually stay just about the same.
Well, and I think as you and I talked the last time when we talked about the best practices and meeting four of the five criteria and getting $100 back per pupil, I believe it was when you and I spoke, it doesn't quite add up that way.
No, it doesn't add up that way anyway. I mean, there were some people who said that the cuts were reduced to $99. Well, I guess in the sense of ignoring the $170 that carried forward as a cut, and then just taking the governor's original proposition of $300 per pupil as a cut, that is, you know, if you take $200 out of that, you have $100 left. Therefore, you know, they come up with their $99. But the reality is that doesn't include any of the categorical cuts that are out there, any of the increases in the contribution to health and welfare for retirees that are required by school districts to be made. And if you take all those in consideration, you know, for instance, even in the best of circumstances, the East Lansing School District would have been reduced from about a $734 per student cut to about a $534 per student cut. So the cuts are much larger and the advocates for that budget are actually characterizing.
And I have to frankly say I got a little confused when it talked about money to help pay for retirement costs. That doesn't go per pupil.
Well, it doesn't go for pupil, but it is money that comes out of the per pupil money that comes into the school district. So, for instance, if a $7,000 is the per pupil amount, the categorical grant, and you know, about at, over a period of time, over the year, they return about, based on the salaries that they have in the school district, they return to the state of Michigan for the pension fund and for to pay for retiree health care an amount which with this year was billed to be approximately 25% of the payroll. And so that money is money that is reduced from being used in classrooms and which goes towards paying for pensions and retiree health care.
Okay.
The pension fund for teachers, which is run through the state of Michigan, is a very healthy fund. It, nobody has to worry about us not being able to pay for pensions, but the law requires that these contributions be made on an annual basis.
Okay. I had Representative Paul Opsomer in here off the top of the show, and he and we talked about K through 12 education and the cuts in the budget, and he said, well, the cuts amount to 1.4%, and it's a good thing.
Well, you know, I know Paul has actually said that he's excited about these cuts.
He said that tonight.
He thinks they were long overdue. Yeah, I thought that was that's a pretty interesting statement, because I guess Paul, you know, I'm putting words in his mouth, must assume that school districts have more money than they need to actually educate our children. But school districts are coming back from these cuts and laying off teachers and closing schools. So I think that's a pretty good indication that that opinion would be wrong, that schools could afford to do this. The other part of this, though, is that 1.4% of a $33 million budget, such as East Lansing's school district's budget, is a substantial amount of money. And so you're talking about $2 million when you talk about that kind of money. I know Rick Jones said last year, and I don't see Rick saying that this year, but last year he said, oh, it's only a 3% cut. Well, I think that when you make that comparison, when you take this large school aid budget and you say, well, we're only slicing out a certain percentage of it, you're not taking into effect the individual effect in every school district in the state of Michigan, because there are probably some school districts who could afford to absorb this. I'll take Birmingham with its very large per pupil amount of money to spend. But what do you do about a city like Lansing, which has over a $10 million cut that they have to make out of their budget at a time they've already made year after year of cuts? So I think Paul isn't looking at this in the right way. I know he wants to have reforms in education, and I think we all like to look at real reforms, not just somebody's pet peeve. But I think that he's misjudging the impact of this 1.4%. And it probably actually works out to much more, because I don't know how he's computing that. If he's only computing it based on the $300 that was originally the thought, and he's not looking at all the other cuts that are built into this budget and the school aid budget, then he's not characterizing it correctly as 1.4% either.
Well, and as we finish up this process here, as you said, some vetoes that came down that you need to look at on the House floor. What's next for you?
For me, you know, I'm trying to figure out where the governor's going with some legislation. Obviously, we aren't moving very much Democratic legislation at this point in time. So, you know, we have some legislation. I have some legislation that's going to be put in that will make it a little easier for school districts anyway to use electric choice. Right now, all the utilities are at their cap in the amount of electric choice that they must allow, and we want to exempt school districts from that cap so that we can kind of try to lower the cost of operation at school districts. And I know that's kind of a complicated issue. We can talk about that some other time. We've got some sinking fund legislation which allows school districts to go to their voters to help pay for buses and informational technology. And it's pretty heavily opposed by the state chamber of commerce, but it saves money for taxpayers. And that's the reason that we're trying to do it that way. It makes it easier for school districts to keep up with the times. So I think there are a lot of issues out there that may be rolled into a reform package of some type, and I'm hoping some of them are ideas like that. So I'm very hopeful that some good legislation can get through. And we met with the governor last week, and I'm hoping that we're headed towards a better working relationship with him as we move away from some of the things that really divide us.
Are you heading it at all for Mackinac for the public policy conference?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the public policy conference, I have to admit, but in my role as assistant Democratic leader, I think the leadership team has to be up there, and so I'm headed in that direction as well.
Why aren't you a big fan, Mark?
I've always wondered why the island with so many inflated egos on it doesn't just float off into the atmosphere. It's hard to get all those egos in one spot at one time.
I love a lot of things about you. Your honesty is one of them. Thank you for that. That just made my day.
Right.
As always, it's a pleasure to talk with you. Travel safe and enjoy your time on the island anyway.
All right, will do, Cheryl. Talk to you later.